Welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pevitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship, and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Project Love podcast and to this Life in Lockdown series. So we are, as of this week, it's week 10, isn't it?
Oh, Selena, God.
Week 10 of lockdown.
Don't tell me we're getting into 70 days almost. I can't bear it.
So this will be 70-something.
Oh, my God. I can't bear it. Every time I actually acknowledge how long we've been going through this, it feels too overwhelming.
Yeah, I know.
But I do feel like I've really started to just, this become the new normal over the last few weeks.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, how quickly you adapt and, you know, recalibrate to this new way of living, working.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've seen it with my partners from Venezuela, and for the past few years, they've been in a extreme dictatorship over there, and it's hard to buy loo roll. You can't now buy any petrol, despite being a country that has a lot of huge amounts of natural reserves of oil. And they just, when we went over there a year and a half ago, it's just you just adapt to it. You just adapt to, it's incredible how we adapt as human beings to, in quite a short space of time, to a new way of living. Mm-hmm. But I'm also 2 days away from handing in my book. So I'm in some kind of weird writing cave. So just life feels very surreal right now. So I hope I'm going to make sense. I hope I'm going to make sense today on this episode. We'll see. The so ramblings of a crazed woman.
So if you haven't heard any of our previous episodes over the last few weeks, then we are doing a special Life in Lockdown series where we're dedicating podcast episodes to talking about navigating this new way of living. And in this week's episode, we're going to be talking about self-love and self-care during lockdown. And it's interesting because I was having a coaching session with a client the other day, and she was saying, oh, I need to revisit my self-love toolkit and make it lockdown friendly because of now with the restrictions that we have. You know, some of those things on her toolkit she couldn't do. And then we were chatting about it and saying, you know, what an interesting podcast we could do where we talk about ways that you can give yourself your own self-love and care during this time, and things that you can do with the restrictions that we have upon us during this time. So such a big topic. It's one of our favorite topics to talk about.
So always.
It's just got a new little theme today.
And I think, you know, it's also, this happens when, you know, your life circumstances change. For me, when I went from being, a single woman for 8 years and finally got into really practicing self-love, and within the space of 6 months, was in a relationship, living with my partner and pregnant. And then obviously, you know, we learned 9 months later, had a baby, became a mother. And those rapid life changes meant that the way I used to practice self-love was now kind of no longer available to me. So, you know, it's certainly, that's I think happening for a lot of people in lockdown. It's been happening for me as well, the things that I use to look after myself and particularly to have time for me and time with myself. I've had to find new ways to do that, you know, because I can't take myself off to an art gallery. I can't take myself out for brunch, a solo date, you know, all the things we used to say for self-love. It's crazy, isn't it? If we look at our, I mean, I haven't done this, but if we looked at our list on 28 Days of Love and the things that we suggest that people do, you'd have to be crossing quite a few of them off your list. And actually, you know, we talked about this, I think, in the last episode on working from home, but things like traveling to work or traveling home, and perhaps you use that to cycle or to walk through the park and clear your head, and self-care practices, which are so much of self-love, you know, those things can suddenly be taken away. You might not have realized actually how much these daily rituals that you just, you know, had formed, perhaps not thinking about it, how much they could have actually been a part of your self-love and self-care rituals. And now that they're gone, you might be thinking, oh, I'm not feeling how I want to feel, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do now to kind of replace those. So, but for us, it's an exciting opportunity to kind of have a look at how you look after yourself, how you practice self-love and be creative. And how has was your client creating this new lockdown self-love toolkit? And how have you been doing it for yourself?
Well, she was going to revisit her self-love toolkit, the one that she had created quite early on in her Get Ready for Love journey. And because some of the things that were on there she can't do anymore, or things that she needs to do in a different way. So things like the art gallery, I know that some there are some ways to do a virtual exhibition and things like that that have opened up. And like, say, if a dance class was on there, you know, there's a way of doing that virtually now, which I know isn't the same. But yeah, it's also getting a dose of that thing that, you know, if that was something that was a real staple as part of your self-love practice.
Yeah.
For me, it's more about the morning routine now. So I've had, over the years, I've had periods of time where I've had a really, my morning routine has been non-negotiable. And I had a phase a few years back where it was always a morning journaling practice. And that was my self-love ritual. And that was the way that I spent time with myself in the day. And I'd say that now the morning routine has come back, but it's not so prescriptive. It's not like every day I do journaling. It's more that I'm choosing things that I know help me set the tone for the day ahead. And just doing something that I feel like doing that day, or something that I may have planned to do that day, like the day before. So it's things like walking the dog. So going for a walk in the morning, that really helps me to set the tone for the day. And I just did it this morning and just went out and got some sun, walked my dog around the park and spent time in nature. And sometimes I'll listen to a podcast, but sometimes I just walk around and enjoy the silence and just being with me. And that's something that really is really nourishing for me. It really helps me to start the day. And other times it is journaling, sitting in bed and journaling my thoughts, feelings, and doing like a stream of consciousness. And other times it's exercise, so I run around the park and, you know, something that energizes me in the morning. And sometimes it's a bath. Sometimes it's a goddess morning where I indulge in a bath with a cup of tea.
Do you know what I learned about hot baths over the last few days? Was that hot baths help you to release oxytocin, which is the cuddle hormone, the one that's released, well, in orgasms is the best one, the best oxytocin hit. But when you have a hot bath or a hot shower, it releases oxytocin, which is why it's so good for relaxing, releasing stress and making you feel good. So there you go. I
never knew that. Wow.
Yeah. So you know when people brilliant. Always like, and I say this as well, you know, self-love is more than about, you know, a bubble bath. Yes. However, actually, a bubble bath is a really powerful tool when it comes to self-love and releasing oxytocin. So there you go. Yeah. And a cold shower is good to wake you up, but a hot shower, hot bath is good to snuggle you down, make you feel the feel-good hormones, which literally get released into your body. So there you go.
That's so fascinating.
I know.
That hormone is the one released when you cuddle someone, when you breastfeed.
I think, yes, yeah, absolutely. It's released when you breastfeed. Well, because I think otherwise you would be super grossed out by breastfeeding. Because actually... Also, fun fact that I'm going to share now. I told you the crazed woman in her from her writing cave. When I breastfed my son, and when I on the last few days, the last few times I did it, and my milk was running out, and therefore probably the oxytocin with it, I was just like, "Oh, this is super weird." The reality of it, I was like, "Oh God, I'm suddenly really not enjoying this. This is very odd." And it was so weird. It must be because the oxytocin was like, "Oh, well, we're no longer needed. This is wrapping up." And yeah, it was so funny. And I was like, "Oh, this is weird." Anyway, it gets released with that. It also, interestingly, does get released. Oxytocin does get released when we get stressed. And this is the thing.
Really?
That ties in. I don't know if you've heard about this, that, you know, we have the fight or flight, freeze or flop a response to stress, but also we release oxytocin, and particularly they think women. So actually our response to stress and what helps us in stressful times is to seek help, to tend and befriend. And it's actually our body, when we're stressed, it releases cortisol and the adrenaline and all the stuff we probably know about, but it does also release oxytocin, which is basically our body saying, go and get a hug, go and speak to someone, go and get help. There's a brilliant, I think she's called Kelly McConaughey, she does an incredible TED talk on this, and it's really fascinating. I realize we're not talking about, well, that is self-love.
Well, no, that's self-love. That's a huge act of self-love, asking for help and support. And I think that's really important to highlight, because it busts that myth that self-love is all about the self.
Yeah, absolutely. And reaching out for help and support, but also in stressful times, seeing as well, and this is what we've seen during lockdown, particularly in the early days, you had the two responses to stress. So you had the panic and the panic buying, and that was distress, you know, and going out and thinking only about yourself and, you know, stockpiling loads of food. And then you had other people, and sometimes the same people, in fairness, you had other people who were going, right, whew, okay, what can I do? Who needs help? If I'm not actually, people who are in a privileged position of being okay and, you know, being in a safe home, like, right, and not being vulnerable, thought, okay, how can I help people delivering, you know, going and helping vulnerable, delivering leaflets, like seeing what they could do to help. That was also a stress response. So it's, you know, definitely, and one of the big things in my book, which is on burnout, is about what to do, how to learn, how to understand stress. And what to do when you feel the stress kicking in. And the most self-loving thing you can do is to take a time out and actually help yourself to calm your nervous system down. Don't need to be in that stressed out state a lot of the time. And in modern life, we perceive things as a threat, which they're really not. They're like, it's, you know, the train is late, you've got a deadline, you've got an interview. That's not an actual threat to your survival. So it's, you know, just all these things are self-love, which has really been exciting me. Looking at managing your energy, which is so much of what my book is about, is self-love. And and that's why I think lockdown's been a really exciting time for us to actually explore how, what we need to look after ourselves, and perhaps discover things like getting out in nature. So many of us have gone, okay, what do I have available? My home and the trees in the park. Yeah, exactly. And if you're in the countryside and you've got the sea and the hills, then, oh, aren't you feeling smug right now? The rest of us, you know, at the start of lockdown, Vicky, when we did our check-in, and I remember you and I talking about some of the things that made us so happy in the past quarter between January and March, was getting out of the city and getting into nature. For me, it's always going to be by the sea, and you know, we've not had that. So those of us city dwellers who really, our souls are fed by getting out and being in nature, we're missing that. So actually finding that we can do that on our doorstep, for me, has been really powerful. And recognizing I can go and, you know, really develop a relationship with the trees in my local park in a way that I probably dismissed before, and would only do that when I was in some beautiful forest in the countryside. And it was just like, no, my houseplants can become, I can have that connection with my houseplants. And so, yeah, it's just seeing with what we've got available, how we can keep nourishing our soul and our bodies in different ways.
And I think for some people, it will be a real opportunity to practice self-love. It would have opened up an opportunity, and that opportunity could be in the form of a bit more time or a bit more headspace for some people, but also because of the restrictions, we've had to really take things back to basics. And I say the word basics, I don't mean to, it sounds like you know, a negative word in a way, but it's the simplicity, I think, what I mean.
Yeah,
it's sort of really celebrating, you know, the power of simplicity. And realizing what's really important, and the walks in nature, and realizing you don't need to spend lots of money to enjoy self-love, because that's another myth, isn't it? And that it doesn't need to be super complicated. It could just be simply spending quality time with you and walking going on a walk. And, you know, it could also be like pimping out what you normally would do, but putting an extra sort of spin on it.
I love that. Pimping out just what you'd normally do, but with a bit of romance for yourself.
A sprinkle on it or something.
Yeah.
I just discovered a new walk around where I live. So I would usually go to Victoria Park.
I was imagining as you said that. Sorry, I did warn you that I'd be a bit like whatever. But as you said that, I imagined you discovered a new walk, like as in a new style of walking. I was imagining Phoebe from Friends, you know, the way she runs.
Oh my God, brilliant. Oh, I wish I did. Oh, I had to work on that one.
I wish you'd come out of lockdown with a new walk.
Oh my God.
Of disco vibes, just like sashaying down the road.
I'll work on the walk this week. What I've also discovered is a new route. So funny. I usually go to Victoria Park. It's like my favorite park to go and have big sort of 2-3 hour walks. And now there was a few weeks where it wasn't open, so I had to discover a new route, not a new walk. and this new route that I took is so beautiful. It's by a river, and it's got this woodland area, and it's like foresty and magical. And I've been really loving that, and taking my dog there and having a good 3-hour adventure around there.
But that's amazing. Yeah, because
And
I think that's the beauty of it. You know, we're going back to, like you say, back to basics, the foundations. You know, we're really getting into our foundations of self-love and self-care, what we can do right here in our homes and in our local area. My son and I we're near Greenwich Park. We've been a few times. And we've discovered this, a friend of ours said, you've got to go and check out this magical part of it, where it's like just all these rhododendrons and it's sort of all these blossoms. And we went, and it was like you discovered, wow, this sort of magical natural oasis that, you know, was there in the park we go to all the time. And I think it's that as well, is realizing, rediscovering where you live, looking at things with new eyes. I think there's been so many opportunities in this lockdown, as well as it being a challenging time. And I think the fact that it was particularly at the start such an emotional roller coaster, and it may well still be for people. For me, it's got less of an emotional roller coaster, I have to say, over these past few weeks. But stopping to attend to those feelings and really seeing, like, what can I do to look after myself when I'm feeling anxious, look after myself when I'm feeling sad and I'm grieving the fact that, you know, I can't see so many of my loved ones and the suffering that's going on out there, and taking the time to attend to our feelings and our emotions. That's a huge part of self-love. And so is positive self-talk, you know, turning the volume down on the shitty committee, and turning the volume up on what I've started calling now your inner wise cheerleader. What do we feel about that name?
Oh yeah. Yeah,
it's going into the book, so I just thought I'd test it out here live in the recording. But yeah, there's so many aspects to it, but I do think that lockdown's been a great opportunity for that. And I will say, actually, I a few weeks back really was craving some rest time, but that quality time with myself, being with myself. And that's what these solo dates, you know, that we talk about are all about. You know, you can do that. It's lovely going to an art gallery and doing that, or going for brunch with yourself. But really, in its essence, it's about, like you say, Vicky, you know, you going and walking out in the park with your dog and just being with yourself. Yes. And I really craved that. And I was going to take myself off to Greenwich Park a moment, but then it was actually an uncharacteristically rainy day. We've had extraordinary sunny days in London. I've been seeing it from my window. occasionally poke my head out into it. But it was a rainy day. So I was like, right, what can I do? And so I was like, right, I'm going to have 2 hours where I close the door to my bedroom, let my partner and my son know this is me time. I need this. And I just lounged around and I journaled. I listened to Brené Brown's podcast. I had a nap. and just spent time, hung out with myself, and it was so delicious. Mm. And I forgot what it can feel like to just stop, and not just stop and sort of rest, but stop, rest, and be with myself. And I think, you know, it's, we've been running these weekly love-ins on Zoom with the Project Love community and anyone who wants to join us, and which we will be running again next week on Monday at 1 p.m. And we had a really beautiful conversation with some of the women who've been spending it on their own, lockdown on their own. And at the start of the love-ins, at the first week of lockdown, one woman in particular was really, she'd been through a tough time already. She'd been grieving a loss and she was on her own and, you know, feeling anxious about it. And when we spoke to her last week, she was just, she had blossomed. Mm-hmm. She was talking about how this experience of lockdown had really got her practicing self-love and developing a new relationship with herself, which was really beautiful and surprising. And I think she was saying she and other friends who've been in lockdown on their own had talked about this resilience and strength and companionship that they had found with themselves, which was really unexpected because they were going into lockdown thinking, oh my God, how am I going to do this? And was it 2 months? Is it 2 months? I think it's more than 2 months. Yeah, 2 months later, we're saying, wow, this is perhaps one of the best things, you know, that I could have done, was to spend all this time on my own. And the strength and resilience you find within when you need it is life-changing, actually. It's life-changing. Mm. So I do hope that, you know, if you're listening and you've been spending your lockdown on your own, that you have, in amongst it, been able to find that as well. Because I think that can be so powerful, so beautiful in amongst it all. And obviously there will have been hard days and loneliness as well, and missing having hugs. There's only so many self-hugs you can give yourself. Although I do find they really work.
They do.
I'm giving myself one right now. I like to wrap my arms right round so my hands are touching the backs of my shoulder blades.
Oh yeah, I'm doing that now as well.
And just gentle tapping. Oh God, there's definitely at least a little bit of oxytocin.
Yeah,
being released, I think.
It will. And we've been doing it. We had a sister circle on Zoom. It was last week, wasn't it? And we all did it at one point, didn't we? We all hugged ourselves, sort of imagining, like, hugging each other. And it really worked.
Yeah,
it really helped. Just a little bit.
It does. And I think that's so much what self-love is about. It's just, and never ending, because, you know, whether it's lockdown or other life circumstances changing, you know, you're always going to have to be finding, or it's fun to find new ways to practice self-love and give yourself that love and attention and affection. I think, you know, we often think that love comes, is something we experience with other people, that we get from other people. And I think often we don't realize that actually what we're really craving, as much as that, if not a bit more, is our own love and attention. You know, we can neglect and abandon ourselves so easily, and we do it all, like, a lot of the time. So when you turn around and you go, oh, hey, you, I'm going to focus on you and give all that gorgeous love and attention that your friends and family get to enjoy, and actually give it to yourself for once. It really is powerful and special. Mm. And I know I need to do more of it. I definitely need to do more of it. But actually, I think my self-love these days, a lot of positive self-talk.
Yeah.
You know, accompanies me throughout the day. Definitely. Mm. Not all the time. Writing a book has definitely challenged me at certain moments. Completely lost any positive self-talk for a couple of weeks. The shitty committee moved in. But it's a good reminder that you can move them out, give them their, how is it when you...
Notice.
Notice, yeah. Ejection. The ejection notice. Sent them out. But yeah.
There was something I did the other Sunday. Was it not last weekend gone, the one before? I sat in bed and watched music videos on YouTube. And I used to do this. I used to do this as a child. I used to love watching MTV. And we didn't have that channel. We didn't have cable at the time when I was, must have been when I was 7, 8, 9, I remember that my nana used to record Top of the Pops for me on VHS. So I'd have 3 hours of Top of the Pops in a row. So she'd record each week and I'd just watch them all, hours of it. I'd just have all these tapes that she'd recorded for me. And my friend, my neighbor, she lived next door but one, she had, her dad had cable. So I'd go around there and we'd watch MTV all day and I just absolutely love it. And so I did that. I found myself, not intentionally, but I just found myself sort of watching. I think I went to watch one thing on YouTube and then, you know, the sidebar, it sort of recommends other things. And I'm just like going down this rabbit hole, but not in a way that was like, oh God, I'm, you know, spending all this time when I'm supposed to be doing something else. I had the day free, so I just really indulged in it. And I watched live performance of Queen, the Band-Aid performance. I watched George Michael, and then I ended up watching a Seal performance of from like the Royal Albert Hall, and I just went down this rabbit hole.
But a nourishing rabbit hole, of pure joy. And that's actually is. I have to say, you, Vicky, in particular, when you channel and you nourish that inner young teenager in you, it's just that is your happy place.
I'm so happy.
Dancing, roller skating, watching music videos, wearing scrunchies.
I was in my scrunchie as well.
It's definitely, and I think, you know, going back to our younger years and giving ourselves, treating ourselves to the things that used to bring us joy or playfulness, playing things that you used to play, you know, as a child, as young as, you know, 3 or 4. I've mentioned it before on podcast episodes. I do love a finger painting session. You know, and it's going back to those things, actually going back to the things you used to do as a kid when you were at home a lot, you know, when it was like lockdown every day.
Well, that's it. Isn't it interesting that's where I ended up going without, consciously realizing that that was what I used to do more. You'd be at home more. So you would indulge in that more because that's sort of what you did as a kid. Yeah, that's so interesting.
Yeah, exactly. And I do also think there's something about this lockdown which has been having us reminisce and think back to times and people. You know, you talked about how a lot of your clients, or you were hearing a lot of people talk about how ex-partners were getting in touch. And I've definitely been thinking back to ex-partners and friends that I'm no longer in touch with and wondering how they're doing, because suddenly you having this collective experience, you suddenly realize, oh, I know what they're going through right now. Which is weird, right? Because you normally think back to someone you're not in touch with anymore and who knows what they're doing. But now, well, you have a pretty good idea what they're doing because they're doing the same as everyone else. So I wonder if that, being able to picture that, is, is that's why we're suddenly thinking of people from our past, because actually we suddenly know what they're, sort of have an idea of what they're up to.
Yeah, you feel more connected, don't you? Even to strangers, you walk past somebody in the park and you get a snippet of their conversation, you just know exactly what they're talking about.
Exactly. Which I think's also, that's one of the beauties of this whole experience, is that's the collective experience and therefore the connectedness, the relatability that comes from it. Although, of course, different people are going through hugely different experiences.
Of course.
Some people, you know, really suffering during this time. So, as always, sending a lot of love to those people if you are going through a hard time in this lockdown.
Sending you a big virtual hug.
Yeah, exactly. And I think for everyone to this, you know, listening to this episode, is have a think about what you can do today or this week to give yourself a dose of your own love and treat yourself, pamper yourself, romance yourself, get out in nature, do something fun, playful, adventurous. All of that stuff helps to cultivate, you know, and generate love within us. It can be in the really simple things. Just locking your bedroom door for 2 hours. Can really do it. It certainly did it for me. But what a great topic. Thank you for suggesting this today, Vicky, and to your client who suggested it as the topic for this episode. We start, as always, we started this recording saying, oh, do we have enough to talk about on this topic? I was like, watch this space, Vicky. It'll be 45 minutes in and we'll be like, probably should wrap up here. Here we are, almost 45 minutes in.
We always say, well, let's just see. Let's just see.
Like, when have we ever run out of stuff to say after 20 minutes?
Oh, as always, this conversation is just so nourishing. You feel love. When you talk about self-love, you just feel so full of love. So,
yeah,
I really feel that. And hope you, dear listeners, are also feeling that too.
For listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoy this episode. And if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device. And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say best podcast ever. Thank you.